I've been having a lot of conversations with moms this week in the Moms Get Shit Done Club, as well as online forums. And the thing that keeps coming up is things like, I'm drowning. I can't keep my head above water. Well, today I'm talking to you about how to live in a survival season and still get shit done, aka let's make it through this survival season together. And I'd love for you to listen and take some tips away to help you the next time you're feeling yourself in a survival season.
Hey, I'm Brianne McKenzie. I'm a mom of four little kids, teacher of students with special needs, and a health and productivity buff. And this is the Get Shit Done podcast, where I help busy moms learn to get shit done in their lives through everyday, tangible productivity tips and tricks that'll be sure to help you get shit done. Whether you're a busy working mom inside or outside the home, I'll share my how-tos and my step-by-step strategies you need to prioritize what's important in your life and create the energy you need to follow through. Now, grab your earbuds and join me for a mom chat while you're doing the dishes, folding the laundry, or exercising with your kids. And let's get shit done together.
Hey there, welcome to this week's episode of the Get Shit Done podcast. And today I'm kind of like taking it in a kind of a wing it direction because I originally had a plan for today's episode, but I want to talk to you about something that's on my mind and on my heart. And I really feel like I'm hoping this will reach somebody that needs to hear it. So I, the last few days, have been kind of doing a little bit of market research just in my area where I support moms with getting shit done. And just like, what are the problems we're having right now? I just want to make sure what I'm sharing is relevant and how I can support people best. So I dive into a few different areas. I talk to the moms that I work with on in my Moms Get Shit Done Club. I talk to moms who I interact with on social media. And I also did something a little bit different this time. I went on Reddit, and I don't know how to use that. Never really used it. I heard that it could be a really great place to kind of have a forum discussion. So I put something up there just asking moms, like, what are you struggling with right now and what feels hard? And I kind of shared my experience. Anyway, I got so many responses, which was awesome. I didn't even know it was like a thing. So this is a whole new area for me, but it really was just helpful information. But one of the things that I really heard over and over again in that message from moms was just how people felt like they were drowning. These were the common words I heard. Drowning, trying not to lose my shit, trying to hold my head above water, and trying to stay afloat and just move forward. So that message was common among everyone. And I think that it's something that needs to be talked about because it's really hard to find, you know, this common thread and have these conversations. I do it a lot in the Moms Get Shit Done Club. We do this kind of stuff, but just out in the open in this forum, right? Whether it's a podcast or, you know, on social media, there's a difference between venting, which I think we all do, we all need to do, and having someone come back and just like give you solutions. Like, I don't find that super helpful, especially if you're in the thick of it and you just need the validation. So I think validation is a really important thing to be able to move forward. But one of the things that I wanted to address is this kind of idea of feeling like we're sinking in life, right? So painting the picture of like, we're busy moms. Most of us are working moms outside of the home. A lot of us could be working inside the home. And we just feel like we're constantly drowning in all of the things, whether we have a plan or not, because life throws the curveballs, right? And that's kind of what I always talk about here is just the challenges that life brings as a busy working mom. But one of the things we don't talk about is how, you know, we really need some support in these areas. So I want to talk a little bit today about how to live in a survival season and still get shit done. And I want to put in quotation marks, still get shit done, because newsflash, we're not getting that shit done during that kind of season, but it needs to just look different. So getting that shit done when we're in a survival season might be just that, surviving. So I wanted to kind of address this today because I know that there's moms that are in this situation. So I have a couple of tips that I think might be helpful. And the first thing is going to be triage. And I read this amongst some of the conversation I was having about how I just like get up in the morning and I just triage what's going on. So if you're in the survival season, I can remember exactly a season I was in. Like it comes back flooding when I think about these things. It was a few years ago and it was during COVID. And so my whole family got COVID at the same time, but like, well, not even, it was like over a month. It was when we had to stay home each time when someone was sick. So it was one at a time, but the whole family had to take their turn and you weren't allowed to go back to work or school. So I think we were off a total of like 6.5 weeks. And I felt so terrible because I was leaving everybody at work in the lurch, but also just the fact that like we were dealing with COVID. And it just was never ending. So it was a 6-week period of my life where I just felt completely out of control because at the same time, the day before all this happened, a few days, I had fallen and broke my arm pretty badly. And it required a ton of appointments and a ton of things and rehab and setting and multiple casts and potential surgery at the time and stuff. So there was that because I couldn't really drive and there was a lot of things. But then at the same time, we then got COVID just right after that. And you feel terrible asking for help because you don't want to expose COVID to anybody. But I'm here with this broken arm and a lot of pain trying to nurse people back to health. And it just all felt like it was unraveling at the time. Like it really wasn't in retrospect. We were fine. My kids really didn't have it too bad. Thankfully, we all didn't like get it too bad, but it was the unknown. And I just remember the fear and the loss of control and overwhelm I felt during that time. So when I think about these things that we're talking about here, I know that like that's the thing I'm thinking about in my head. So one of the tips that somebody or things people were talking about in this thread that I was having was triaging. And I kind of was like, oh my gosh, that's what I kind of share. I talk about prioritizing, right? Your top three for the day. But I like in a survival state, if we reframe our brain to thinking about triaging, it really allows us to boil it down to just that. Like, what is the essentials? What do we need to have done today to survive? Because if you think about an emergency room, they're dealing with emergencies all the time and they triage. So if we're in the survival state, I think recognizing it first is really important. Because that really helps us to, create the expectation that is necessary. So that would be number one is, I should have did that one first. But basically, you need to recognize that you're in the survival state. And maybe that's a 2-year thing when you have little kids, or maybe it's a 6-week thing or a 2-day thing, whatever it is, it's the recognition of it, because then you can acknowledge it. When we acknowledge it, it gives us freedom a little bit. So we'll talk more about that in a minute. But the acknowledgement of having that time be that is going to be super important. Number two would be triaging. So we recognize we're in the survival state and we're triaging what needs to happen. And I want to preface this by saying that some of these tips are things that we just need to do without thinking. And I think we do. Because when we're in a survival state, our brains don't work the same. Our brains are literally on fight or flight or freeze mode. So you can't go into a survival state saying like, okay, this is my survival plan, right? This is my plan of what I'm going to do during this season. I'm trying to kind of name the things that our bodies kind of naturally do so that when we're in that survival state, we almost can recognize it and be like, okay, no, I am doing that. Okay. And it kind of gives a little bit of validation there. So when you recognize you're in it, and then you triage and prioritize for that day what's necessary. And I want to talk about like what that could look like, because triaging what's necessary might be literally getting your kids food, making sure your house is locked so that people stay safe, and making sure your TV works so your children can be in front of TV while you're surviving the day. Those could be your triage, like whatever, you know what I mean? It has to be It's like whatever the problem or the situation you're dealing with, the very basics of survival need to be the things that you're focusing on. And when you've recognized that you're in that survival state, it's okay to then allow yourself to get your expectations to the point where like you're just surviving. and you're okay with it. So that's why it's really important to kind of recognize it and then triage. So number three, I want to call attention again to how our body naturally becomes present for that day when we are in a survival state. So if you are in fight, flight, or freeze, you're really zoning into like you're in the moment. And I want to recognize that it's okay to be in that moment in a survival state. We have to stop thinking about, okay, I'm going to create a plan now because I feel out of control, or thinking long-term or thinking about the past and comparing and things like that. Your body and your mind is calling you to focus and deal with what's in front of you. So being present is okay. So if the workout plan you were doing isn't getting done, or you're eating like shit because you literally have to get through the day, or you forgot your friend's birthday, or you can't make it to this birthday party, whatever it is, you need to be okay with that because this is what's in front of you right now. And that's what you need to deal with. It can actually help you relax when you realize that that's what you're called to do in that moment. So again, this is not a plan for you for survival. This is what your body's naturally going to do so that you can recognize it and be okay with it. Because if we know kind of what our body would naturally do or what happens or how we deal with these things, then we can almost like breathe into it a little bit and understand that this is okay. Okay, so you have to, it'll help you to relax. And it might be just for the day. Like you're just going to focus on that day, but it might be just a few hours in front of you to get through this season or this time. And the fourth thing I want you to do, and this is something you can do, you can write it down somewhere or whatever, but breathe through this and understand that this too shall end. These seasons do come to an end one way or another, and we are capable of hard things, so we will come through this on the other side. Might have some work to do, might have some cleaning up to do, might have some things to help us prevent it in the future, but you are very strong and capable of doing hard things. And I want to say that because this, although wasn't a scary situation, but I remember thinking back when I had I was pregnant with my fourth baby, which I was extremely sick the whole time. I had three little kids. I was so tired. I was working full time. And I remember thinking like, I don't know how I'm supposed to do laundry. Like I physically cannot stand up. I make it through my day. The bare minimum I can do when I come home, I cannot stand up to do anything. And my husband was amazing. He was doing all the other things too. So laundry was just a non-existent thing. But we gave ourselves permission to know that this will eventually end. The baby will come out. We will have a different season of life, a different pace. So when we gave ourselves that kind of understanding and love, then we were able to have a little bit of a deep breath. And what we did was we just made a spare room, laundry room, chucked everything in there and shut the door. And we picked through clothes on a bed for 3-4 months, but then that season ended. And I created a laundry system after all that. So understanding that our brain only has capacity for so much, and we can't always go into things with a plan and trying to get shit done, because getting shit done sometimes is just surviving. And it's okay because we can come out the other end and we are strong and we can do hard things. So this was just an episode of validation for you. And I hope you're okay with not having a plan for this survival season, but I would love to know if this resonated with you, because I was just reading so much of this online and I wanted to make sure that this was addressed somewhere. So it was kind of an off the cuff winging it kind of episode, but I really felt in my heart that I wanted to share this today. If you like to go deeper in these conversations and you want to really have these conversations and think things through like this, we do this a lot in the Moms Get Shit Done Club, because this is what the club is. It's moms connecting in the trenches and really working through things day by day with the focus of moving forward, AKA getting shit done. Getting shit done can look like a lot of things, but moving forward is the important thing in life for all of us moms. So that's what we do. We're solution focused, but also validation and really there for each other. So if that's something that you would like to be a part of, I really invite you to take a look at the link in the show notes here. We are talking all about how to create energy to get shit done this month in the Moms Get Shit Done Club, and I would love to invite you. So reach out, check out the link, and join us over there for some more mom chats around life and everything else. Thanks so much. I hope you have a lovely week ahead. Take care.
Today. I'm likely needed for some mom duties right about now. Thanks so much for joining me for a chat, and let's do it again soon. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at Brianne_McKenzie123 for more tips and tricks on how to get shit done.